You're listening to SBS News.
My name is Jelena Milošević-Lepotić and I am the head of the Central Tracing Agency Bureau for the International Armed Conflict.
This is the room where all the inquiries...
High in the hills above Geneva, Jelena and her colleagues are busy answering calls, emails, even postcards from worried Ukrainian and Russian families. For more than a century, the Red Cross has worked to reunite people separated by conflict. Under the Geneva Conventions, that includes prisoners of war.
The first such action actually happened when the founder of the ICRC, André Dunon, collected a letter from a wounded, dying soldier whose only concern, though he was losing his life, was that his mother will not know what had happened to him, and he wanted that this is sent to his mother.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine has created many prisoners of war. The ICRC is getting lists from both sides and slowly reconnecting the POWs with their families. Today, the Central Tracing Agency is a hubbub of Ukrainian and Russian as messages are relayed or families call for news. Anastasia, Jana and Marian Pascal take dozens of calls a day. This is what they hear.
Mom, I'm safe. Well, in case you would have it by hand, can you give me the phone number of grandma in Kiev? If I'm released, I will stop by and see her. And he's Russian POW in Ukraine right now. And his grandmother is living in Kiev.
I got a call from a young lady looking for her husband, prisoner of war. Her husband was in Mariupol, Azovstal. She told me, can I leave with you some personal information? And I said, yes, with pleasure. If the Red Cross going to see my husband, could you please leave him that today I gave a birth for a child at 12:45, 3 kilo and 6 gram.
25% of call every day, is they are starting or they are finishing by crying, you know. I was talking with a Russian family mother about her son, 19 years old. She told me that she doesn't have any news, 2.5 months.
I'm very well. Do not worry. Please, if there is occasion, can you send me 4 pairs of socks, 2 kilos of chocolates, there was something else, yes, and tea, 2 blocks of cigarettes and 2 packs of tea.
No inquiry goes unanswered. The information is kept forever. The Red Cross still gets questions from families of those missing in Vietnam, even the Second World War. Not every family will get good news or any news. But sometimes, says Marian Pascal, the news is good. And that's the best feeling.
It's very nice to tell them that, yes, we find him. He's alive. He sent you just a small message. He's good. He's alive. And he loves you.
В Україні, Красна Крест України.